Yes, indeed, as promised, TBP on the way. Got the whole gang in the building, so we're going to have some fun, as always. We want to spend you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also want to thank longtime supporter of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, California, and online at northrimadventure.com. All right. Well, we got Gang Gang in the building. We have a big show for you, a lot of sports to get to, and a lot of nonsense to get to.
So big.
Giant.
Massive.
But first, we want to welcome one of our newer sponsors and help you all make better financial decisions.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by Fire Financial. In these uncertain times, it's often unclear with whom you want to entrust your money with. The market being such a volatile place, it's scary to face the ups and downs that can occur on a regular basis. Well, here at Fire Financial, we'll guarantee you'll never have to face those fears ever again and set you on a serious hot streak by lighting your money on fire. Literally, we burn a hole in your wallet. Fire Financial. We don't guarantee success, we guarantee results. Fire Financial. Invest wisely.
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. Listen, we talking about practice. How silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I like that live mic check by my man Derek over here. We are Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
Of course, we got our resident degenerate blowing money like it has an expiration date, our boy, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
He's been investing with Fire Financial lately.
I have. It's working out great. It's really working out great.
Results.
Guaranteed. Fire Financial, do it.
Not success.
Results. That is one of my favorite lines of any commercial I've ever heard. Results guaranteed. All right, and of course, the one, the only producer. Let me start that over. The one, the only producer extraordinaire, the Bathroom Bandit, aka Statman Brett,
aka Mr. Steal Your Wife.
Yeah. Whoa.
What?
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Oh man.
You went the. You wiped
you
it
went
up.
There, bro.
Oh my God.
Holy moly.
Oh, Bradley. Are we all awake? Are we all ready to go? Bradley. Everyone's attention's ready to go. Are we ready for a god-awful show?
Let's do it.
Brad has started the last two shows with so much fire. I mean, he starts high, then brings the expectations.
Oh, yeah. It's like I'm trying to get these introductions a little bit more intense. Tension grabbers, because after that, I'm kind of...
I don't think you could beat that.
Fast minute, you know? A quick fast minute, then the rest is just, what am I doing here right
yeah.
now?
Why am I listening to this drama?
Yeah.
It lags on a little bit.
But I'll give you the best minute of your lifetime. Yeah. Don't ask me for anything more.
Who best was the 8-second ride.
Who was a football player that said, if you need 1 yard, I could get you 3. If you need 5 yards, I could get you 3. I think that's Brad.
Yeah, no matter what.
If you need one fire line to start the show, he'll get you 1. If you need 2 good comments throughout the show, he'll get you 1.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. All right,
solid start. Wow. I liked how we started off. Nice sidetrack, but there's so much to get to.
There is a lot to get to. Yeah. We got golf. We got F1. We got Monday Miners. Don't worry. It's not what you think. Do you have one for us?
Actually, I do. I didn't know we were going to do this.
Excellent. We're doing
it today. We're doing a Monday Miners,
we got
baby.
The news. We got the TBP Hall of Fame. Rudy's going to get you rich. We got baseball. We got soccer. What don't we have? Dignity and class. Let's go, baby. All right, let's start with hoops. We are in the NBA Finals, and boy, do we finally have a real, real matchup. Huh? That happened quick.
That was a quick turnaround.
I'm an idiot. I'll admit it. I bet you over here, my man, the resident degenerate, Rudy, that it was going to be a gentleman's sweep. I was very wrong about that.
Completely wrong.
I was a little intoxicated and emotional at the time. I was very frustrated. But yeah, Giannis and the Bucks getting it done in game 5. And now they're one game away from winning the championship. Why do you look so frustrated?
I know, just more the fact that, like, I initially thought the Suns were going to win it. I was on that wagon with you.
I think we all were. I think everyone.
I think everyone was on that wagon. But now that I've come to realize, I was in the wrong place at then. I was in a really bad place when I made that prediction, because I don't know why in my ever-loving life I ever would trust my faith in Chris Paul.
That's right. Like, it was weird. It was strange.
Why like I did that? I felt dirty for a long time. I can't. Chris Paul... Worst. I hate that guy. He dirty foul on Giannis on that amazing dunk. Still got yammed on, though. Just Chris Paul yammed on. But still, Chris Paul going up 2-0, thinks he's got it in the bag. Then go. Oh, man. If he loses it, I can't. That's what I'm more hoping than anything, even though I do love Giannis. Like, Antetokounmpo is such an awesome dude all around. His stat line is spectacular. I think the dude's averaging 32. A game 30 for this series, 32 points, 13 rebounds, 6-7 assists or something like that. And 60% shooting.
60%
shooting. 61%.
61.
Either way.
Really?
Yeah, he's balling, dude.
That's his series stat line right now. It's insane. Giannis is balling out. He has put this team on his back.
No doubt. And isn't it funny how we try to tear down these superstars and poke holes in their game? Because what was everyone talking about earlier this playoff run?
Can't shoot a three.
He can't shoot a three.
Or free throws.
Or he can't shoot, period.
Yeah, he can't shoot at all. He can't shoot. But what he can do is he gives a damn, and he plays hard all the time. And why are we pointing out these deficiencies when he's one of the best ever?
Well, I mean, shooting the ball is kind of important in basketball.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most important things you actually do in the game. Like, if not the most important thing.
Like, that's true.
Ball and hoop, that's kind of how you make it happen.
Agreed. But
he was terrible at it. He's got other ways of getting ball into hoop. He just doesn't shoot it well.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This is just what we do until
We love to, because we don't like people being up there.
Yeah,
you could be one of
the best at doing what you do, but we got to point out the fact that you're not perfect. It's like, you know, Steph Curry's awesome, but the fact that he doesn't have a 50-inch vertical is really disappointing.
I mean, I don't hear anyone say that about Steph Curry.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I'll be like, there's not a lot of things you can say wrong about Steph Curry.
No, okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice if he did, right?
That smile on your face when he said
you're like, damn, yeah. Disproven.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
But he's not at the top of the game right now. If he was at the very top, if he was in the finals, I'm sure we'd find something to gripe on him about. Like, oh, why'd you have to bring Riley Curry into the
playoffs? Yeah, that's like true.
That. You'd find something.
It's
no,
true.
No, because that's what we love to do. You know, we love to
bring
him down to size.
What we do is stupid.
Yes, no doubt. We're pretty stupid people. Like,
no
as
doubt.
A whole.
That's fair. Know, I think that's totally fair.
We have a tough time. The fact we've gone this far, pretty impressive.
No doubt.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So shouts to humanity. Stupid, but long-lasting. Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to those less dumb that have actually made real contributions to our
They've
success.
They've really saved us.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the few people that were all on your shoulders.
The less dumb.
Yes. Yes. Shout out to the less dumb that really contributed to this society. Back to the dumb. We're all criticizing Jrue Holiday, and the last two games, there's not a whole lot left you can criticize. And that play, that strip, if they end up winning this series, that strip and alley-oop, the testicle fortitude to throw that oop in that moment, up one with 16 seconds left. And yes, you have Giannis on the other end, one of the best finishers in the game. I think he might be the best finisher around the rim. But still.
I mean, no doubt, that's an impressive play. It's kind of crazy, the fact that there is two poster moment plays happening by Giannis, and this is a staple series for Giannis, and he's cementing himself as one of the greatest in the game right now.
Yep.
So it's awesome to see that. I mean, because that block was otherworldly. We thought we'd never see anything like it again. And then he does this dunk that was just a monstrosity of a moment, you know?
And it's huge.
And for Milwaukee, for this moment, it's awesome. And especially do it in Phoenix, too, where everyone thought, like, oh, that's that. Their home field advantage really was a thing. Home court advantage.
Yeah.
Tomato, potato. But still, it's nice to see that this finals really has become alive. It really, and people are really talking about how this is a great finals when it was a matchup that I was like, ugh, what a bland matchup going on. So the NBA has really lucked out and having Giannis do this. And I think the Chris Paul, my hatred of it coming back again is another reason why I'm a little more invested into it. So, you know, hatred, once again, comes to save my day.
Always wins.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Always wins.
I don't know why I wasn't drinking my daily cup of
Haterade. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, it was weird. Never forget the foundation of the show.
Yes.
It's to be unprofessional and to hate. This show was built on two things,
hate,
incompetence and hate.
Yes.
that's it. Those are the only two things.
But that's the thing, when I'm incompetent, sometimes I forget to hate because that's, you know, my
That's you being incompetent. Yeah, okay, well, exactly. That is a real conundrum that we have around here that I did not factor in.
You know? Yeah.
But speaking of the hate, this is a little impromptu, but we're going to just knock it out real quick.
The player haters ball.
Oh man, hey,
why you wanna play hate on me?
I gotta do it. Space Jam: A New Legacy.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Do it to him.
Did you see it?
Oh my God. If you're going to remake a classic, at least try.
It was that bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's an hour and a half long LeBron James commercial movie.
No.
It was an hour and a half infomercial about LeBron and his greatness. And thank you. We got it. You're excellent. You're better than almost anyone who's ever picked up a basketball. There was about three good moments in there where I chuckled or I thought it was good. The rest of it, just a LeBron movie. I didn't even finish it. I fell asleep. Woke up and I was like, yeah, I'll circle back at some later date.
I have didn't really want to catch it. I just heard so much bad things already about it.
Terrible. Smart move. Don't watch it.
Yeah, Brad was over. We fell asleep. Brad was still there.
I was in there 30 minutes and about, 10 times it talked about how great LeBron James was?
Yeah.
About 30-minute span. I'm like, what is this?
I would say 30 times in that 30-minute span.
And it makes no sense, okay. If you want to be great, have somebody else say it. Don't have your movie say it.
He's trying so hard to build his own enshrinement. You know, it's like,
yeah.
And he's to surpass Michael Jordan just for that reason right now. It's like, yo, we get it already.
And the best part of it, when he was sitting courtside at the game, game five, it says LeBron James, and they put the ratings from Rotten Tomatoes on the bottom.
I think that was a meme.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Because
I watched the game, and it they put LeBron James, star of Space Jam.
I did see that.
Like it's Rotten Tomatoes.
But
like
I don't think they put the reviews.
Oh,
really? I think that was done in post, yeah.
Got by the internet, Rudy.
But let me tell you. Terrible movie all the way around. Maybe your kids will like it. I don't have kids, and I did not expect Space Jam. I saw Space Jam when I was a kid, and I didn't expect it to repeat greatness, right?
You can't strike lightning twice.
I think I'm the only person in here. I love LeBron, you know? I love LeBron. Yeah. Big LeBron James fan of the basketball player. And even him as a human being, as far as what he has done for society and his community and blah, blah, blah. But my God, was this the most self-indulgent thing I have ever seen in my life? I really can't think of another movie that rides the main character's D harder than this movie.
Mm.
It's just about LeBron and Nike and Nike and LeBron.
It should have just been a documentary then. You know, just do a documentary about yourself, LeBron.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Do the Kobe Bryant thing. Paint your own mural. That was beautiful. Kobe Bryant was beautiful in the way he did it. His muse. You could do that, but that was just childish and pedantic.
You just want to slip pedantic in
there. I did, yeah. Whenever I can say the word pedantic, I always will. It's just fun to say.
So, hit us up, TBP, not a game. We'll put a poll out. Maybe we could do it even during the show. Was Space Jam good? The new Space Jam good? Space Jam New Legacy. Was it good? Yes or no? If you've seen it, don't vote if you haven't.
in your cars, yell it right now. I want yes or no's being yelled, okay?
All I got is yes.
Well, honk if you're, I mean, honk if you're with us and you hate it right now, okay? Yeah, little toot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, like, figure out a honking mechanism, yeah. But, you know, you guys got it. You guys jumped ahead.
Now, I do will say, you guys are missing out on a little party if you're not on our live, because we got some people in there. And our brewer, Rudy, is getting a lot of flame right now in his beard, okay?
Thank you.
He is, he's getting...
More people complimenting your beard.
Yeah. The ladies love it, man. Everyone loves it, even guys.
Isn't that your cousin, though?
Yeah, that's like... And a roommate, though, Alex. Shout out to Alex, too.
All right. Alex never mind. Is on there, okay, too. She's on, okay, at least you got one. Right.
My cousin's going to love me regardless how I look. So.
Yeah, no doubt. No
that
doubt.
Was okay. Funny. You'd hope to God they love you.
Right?
Yeah.
When you're kind of forced to. Like, I don't. Well, I mean, you're not really forced to, because you really don't have to care about family. It's just
you don't.
What are you talking about?
You don't have to. Like,
you kind of have to.
No, you don't.
Like, I don't. There's some of my family members I don't like, but I still love them.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like, that's fair. I'll still go to bat for them, you know? Like, that's my family.
Do you want to talk about it?
Who do you not love in your family?
I mean, I got
name names.
Yeah. Dude, seriously.
I mean,
names.
Have to.
Who do you hate in your family, Brad?
Are we talking immediate right now? We better not
That's my grandpa.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. No, there's one alive. There's one left alive.
I feel like everyone has a grandpa who's a little sorely and pretty racist that you don't necessarily love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, basically.
Did I kind of nail it?
Oh, I mean...
Is he the Jewish one?
No. Okay. Jewish ones died in 2004. Okay. So this one is side of the family I haven't talked to in years.
Okay.
Yeah, he made choices, and I'm not a fan of him.
We don't need to dive any deeper.
Oh, but
that,
you wanted to go so deep into this.
No, I just wanted to see if you would do it. Yeah,
and you did.
Yeah, I did. I suckered you in.
Yeah. I didn't say names.
You said Stepman,
there's only one of them left. Stepman Dad is sitting somewhere shaking his head, so disappointed that it was that easy to get you to roll on your own family. He probably knows.
I mean, he knows. He knows
aware.
I don't like this family
He's
member.
Aware.
Everyone knows I don't like this family member. I mean, it's not a secret of the family.
Does your family not like that family? Like, is it a whole?
I don't know what their feeling is, but I'm vocal about how my dislike for this one family member.
Wait, so you might be the one person in your family that thinks he's a jerk or whatever?
Oh no. I know that I don't like him or really love him. I don't know about everybody else's feelings. I know that there's mixed, but I might be the only one that doesn't love him like that.
We're getting really Dr. Phil in here.
Yeah, we really are. Yeah.
Shout out to my grandfather, who would have turned 101 today.
He did? Right on.
He would have. Passed away 5 years ago. So.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to lie. There's something about it. When I say you're celebrating people's birthdays when they're not here anymore, there's something, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a hate, you know.
Also, shout out to my boy, Brenda, who would have turned 36 on Saturday, who passed away.
Happy birthday, Grandpa. I know he's listening down.
Appreciate it.
Make Derek look as bad as possible. Done.
Yep.
Speaking of making people look bad, have you guys heard of this Bryson DeChambeau story? I know you know a little bit about it, Derek.
Yes, yeah. Good old DeChambeau.
So to fill you guys in who don't know, basically, Bryson DeChambeau, one of his main sponsors is Cobra. Cobra makes his golf clubs in particular. They make him, like, almost every major manufacturer of golf clubs makes their professional golfers a customized golf club.
And they pay the guy, too.
A lot.
Yeah, they pay him, and they give him golf clubs.
And
that's cake and eating it too, guys. I think it's the first time people are having the cake they're actually eating.
That's fair. So Bryson DeChambeau, kind of a sorely guy, kind of a jerk in general, and was quoted as saying his driver sucks.
His first day of a terrible golf playing at the
that's correct
at the Open Championship.
That's correct.
Yes,
that's correct.
That happened this past weekend.
And so Ben Showman from Cobra responded about his equipment and in regards to some of his comments, said, "Everyone is bending over backwards. We've got multiple guys in R&D who are caddying, computer-aided design this and caddying that, trying to get this and that into the pipelines faster. Bryson knows it. It's just really, really painful when he says something that stupid. He has never really been happy, like, ever. Like, ever. It's very rare where he's happy," which is just a great line.
Now he's in a place where he's swinging a 5-degree driver with 200 mile per hour, a ball speed. Everyone is looking for that magic bullet. Well, the magic bullet becomes harder and harder to find the faster you swing and the lower your loft gets. Fair enough. It's like dealing with an 8-year-old. It's an 8-year-old that gets mad at you. They might fly off the handle and say, I hate you, but then you go, whoa. No, you don't. We know as adults, they don't really mean that. And I know that if I got him cornered right now and said, what the hell did you say that for? He would say that he was mad. He didn't really mean to say that, to say it that harshly. He knows how much everyone bends over backwards for him, but it's still not cool. And you may know that Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka have a budding rivalry. They hate each other.
Yeah, there's serious beef right there. There's like some grade A prime rib beef in there.
And the best petty line from the weekend is Brooks Koepka saying, I just want to let everyone know that I love my driver. Which is just class A pettiness.
They always find ways to get at each other. It's epic.
I feel like I've kind of figured out this whole thing. Because apparently, like, it's not only just Brooks. It looks like a lot of people on the tour are not too fond of DeChambeau. If you hadn't heard it already, his caddy quit on him.
Yep.
A lot of people are speculating the dude asked him to do unruly things, things that no other golfer would ever ask a caddy to do, and a lot of people aren't happy about that.
He quit the day of the tournament, right? The caddy did?
It was like the day before. Either way, very close to it. And that being said, I really feel that I've got it situated. I feel like DeChambeau was like a homeschool kid, you know? Didn't have any interactions with any of the kids, got everything his way. And now he's like, but he's like a talented homeschool kid. Like, he's like a really good athlete, homeschool
really
kid.
Rich too.
And now he's like going without all the dudes who are public school kids and like, dude, this loser right here doesn't know how to fit in. He's like, everything my way. He's like, no, that's not how it works here in the real world. Go back to homeschool. Yeah, so I feel like, sorry to the homeschool kids. I really just spit on you a little bit right there. Yeah. But I was kind of homeschooled myself, so I can do it.
No, but the greater point is you're not socialized.
No, he's not. Right? He just feels like
your social development's a little behind.
Yeah. You don't have that connections with other people.
Little pompous, arrogant,
and you just think it's like it's all your way, you know? Like,
right. And again, he plays a solitary sport, which it is a little different because you kind of get broken of that when you're in team sports.
Yeah,
a lot.
No doubt.
You
100%,
know?
Yeah.
And you'll get weeded out. I mean, you have to be the best of the best of the best to be able to have that type of mentality and behave in some of the ways he does. And let's break it down, right, guys? I think we could all agree it's really this simple. It's the hat.
Yeah, everyone hates
the hat. The hat sucks.
Taxi driver hat.
It's such a dumb hat.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why does he wear that?
You can wear anything else.
It doesn't even serve a purpose. It's not blocking any shade or anything.
Get a bucket hat, and I'll think you're a lot cooler, man. You get a bucket hat, I'd start liking you.
There you go.
I would just change a little bit. You've gone up a little
bit. Bill Murray Caddyshack. Bucket hat.
I mean, are bucket hats allowed on tour?
I mean, if he could wear that.
Well, if he could wear that dumb hat, then I...
But, I mean, that's like an old school, like, back in the 1800s when they were golfing back then. That was the hat they wore, so I feel like that would stay because, you know...
All right, let's put it this way. If you guys could wear any hat, let's say you're a professional golfer, what style...
Easy. Cowboy hat.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You should see my PGA 2K. Oh, yeah. PGA 2K. My character is... Fire.
Do you have
the lasso on the
have
side?
Have you ever tried putting like golf spikes on boots to see if you can do that?
You can definitely do that. Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
What about you?
I think I would do like a big sun straw hat.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah. I like those.
Because one, it just provides great protection. You got to protect yourself from the sun, y'all.
100%.
No, important. Stop trying to beat the sun, y'all. Okay, yeah. You're not going to beat
sun
the sun.
Sun is undefeated.
It's 30. Yeah. It's like undefeated. Yeah, completely. It's, it's KO'd a lot of people.
It's a billion of years old and O.
Yeah. Like, 1 trillion. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, Rudy?
I'd probably wear those hats with the little propeller on top.
The pinwheel hat?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Yeah. I think if I was on the PGA Tour, I would create every horrible just stereotype you can think of, and I would wear a do-rag with a black and mild hanging out of it. Yes,
nice.
And then a hat over the top of the do-rag as well.
I'm gonna let the wave hang out in the back. Yeah, the little curtain back there.
Yes.
I'm gonna throw it back to like the early 2000s with like the multicolored ones, where one's like bright red and the other side's like black. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Pull that off. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it'd be totally chill.
So, all right, that would be a great foursome right there. Just eclectic hat That would be.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Step it up.
Yeah, I'm into
Stop with this whole gentleman's sports thing, okay? You're hitting a ball into a tiny hole. It's not that spectacular.
That's quite impressive, actually.
I mean, it is impressive, but it's not like, oh, I mean, the gentleman now, like, oh.
Especially from that range, I mean, getting a ball in that hole, it's good. It's good.
I just don't feel like we need to be all this pomp and circumstance about the game.
Oh, agreed.
It's not necessary. You're on a golf. You're on outside. Walk on grass.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we had a hell of a race this weekend.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Derek,
I feel like you really can't play our intro anymore. Because like it says no one cares about it. And everyone cares about F1.
Everyone cares about it.
Oh, let's play it. Let the people decide. All right.
Formula One, a sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Gary Kusumaki.
I will want to say, the two sports that I am most fond of right now were the two sports, not too long ago, were very niche sports.
That's true.
And now they're popular. I want to say I was probably the forefront of this wave of Formula One and soccer being so popular in the States right now. So you're welcome, America.
Hold on. Hold that thought if you don't mind. I did want to bring this up to you. I know we're going to get there in foot and mouth, but I want to talk about it real quick. In 2004, the Euros, to watch it in America, was a pay-per-view event costing around $50.
Yeah, you're kidding.
No, 100%.
Dude. And obviously, we had wall-to-wall coverage on ESPN in 2021.
Look at that.
So
look at us.
The sport has grown.
That is amazing. That's actually pretty cool.
Per match? Dang.
$50 per match, yeah.
Yeah, it was a pay-per-view.
Wouldn't have been worth it.
Oh. Depends. I'm not going to buy every single one.
Do you have disposable income?
No.
But yes, certain matches, yes.
All right, well, we're on the Formula One world, and my goodness, we have ourselves away from
the
British Grand Prix over in Silverstone. That is a great circuit, by the way. A fantastic circuit. It's got some fantastic names at quarters. Maggots, gobs. It's spectacular what they do. It's all nice and spicy over there. But first lap, turmoil. It was a great start off. Max Verstappen gets his... He's on pole.
Oh, he
had his pole.
Bombed it out of there.
He got out there quick. He was in there. Now, the Mercedes had a superior car in straight line speed. So Lewis Hamilton had that working for him, but he's riding Verstappen's ass all the way through the first lap. And sure enough, they get into the Cobb's turn, and they're side by side. Hamilton takes a line that's a questionable line, a very questionable line.
Yeah. Plenty of room on this. On the
not
right.
A lot of people are happy about this line. Takes out Verstappen first lap. Boom, crashed it 200 miles into the wall.
A vicious.
Vicious crash.
Vicious.
Awful crash. It could have been terrible.
Yeah.
It could have been terrible.
That was a really, really nasty crash.
It's the type of crash that if it wasn't in this day and age, that driver would probably be dead.
Yeah, 100%.
You know? But either way, the red flagged the race because of that flag, actually. So that's how serious it was. Red flag the race. He's out of the race, unfortunately, for Verstappen. On the restart, though, they reward a 10-second penalty to Lewis Hamilton. That does nothing for him, though. Absolutely nothing. The guy tears through the field like a thunderbolt. It has a dramatic comeback to sit into second place behind Charles Leclerc. And they're setting up for a fantastic finish coming into the last lap. Leclerc had been holding on, pretty much leading the entire race.
The
whole race. He had been after the first lap. After that incident, he took over lead. After that crash Hamilton had with Verstappen, he took over the lead and held it the entire time. A great race for him. He's thinking he's going to be top podium. Nope. Lewis Hamilton is the GOAT. As much as I do talk trash about him, the guy takes shirtless mirror selfies. I can't stand him.
But always. I love him.
I know Drew has softened my heart on him a little bit. He's told me some good stories. He's a very humble dude, which I appreciate. I always appreciate top superior athletes that don't have that ego. And he doesn't really, he has the ego because he takes shirtless mirror selfies. So there's some ego there. He just doesn't showcase it in front of random people and think, oh, I'm an F1 driver.
That's right.
Bow to my greatness. No, which respect there.
Just stop taking shirtless.
He could do whatever he wants, man.
You buy someone, pay a photographer to paint shirtless model photos of you.
You have just broke Derek right there. Yeah. Use the timer on your phone. It's not that hard.
I can't speak words. But. He did it. He passed Leclerc last lap to take over.
Which he got scared.
To win the British Grand Prix in his home soil, it was a beautiful moment for him. I do love the pettiness that Max Verstappen showed at the end of it. He did have a nice tweet out saying, just want to let you know, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to let everyone know he's doing good. So everyone, he's doing okay. Sitting in the hospital, though. But he did say how he found it a little classless the way Mercedes was celebrating their victory.
Disrespectful.
And Lewis Hamilton doing it. But I mean, you got one. You got to celebrate.
At home, too.
At home. That's a huge time for him. Now, I will say, the move Lewis Hamilton did.
It's questionable.
Questionable move right there. A lot of people want to say it's just a racing move. You got to, when you're, if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing, right?
Yeah, that is true.
You got to go for it. When you see the line, you got
to
go for it.
Balls to the wall every time.
You have to. And at that speeds right there, those guys are the best drivers. They're going to go for whatever line they possibly can to take that edge because you have to be out there in front, especially for these two, where they are battling in the championship. Now, obviously, Verstappen crashing out hurt Red Bull tremendously, especially with Checo Perez having himself a terrible time, who didn't even get out of the qualifying time.
Yeah.
He was starting in last place, ended in 16th, I want to say. So no points for Red Bull in this British Grand Prix for them. So Mercedes made a huge climb up this week as it ended up being they took what first and third. Valtteri Bottas finished filling out the podium. Shout out to Lando Norris, too, another big British driver who's having a fantastic year for McLaren. He finished fourth, and I want to say Daniel Ricciardo was fifth as well, right? So McLaren.
That sounds right,
So McLaren themselves, an English brand, too, they had themselves a wonderful time over in the British Grand Prix. But again, that was just such a spectacular race. That first lap was just filled with so much drama, so much intensity. You saw the true dangers of that sport, what these guys are going through, the mental fortitude these guys have just to be able to lung these cars around this lap. It's truly spectacular. So I got to give good props to Lewis Hamilton. Granted, questionable move. Questionable move, man. A lot of people aren't happy about it. I'm not an expert on it. I can't really say exactly, but questionable move. You deserve the penalty.
Yeah.
I think you did cause it.
And he still won.
You still won. You got 10-second penalty and you still won.
That's just insane,
spectacular.
Dude.
Spectacular. So shout out to Lewis Hamilton in his wonderful victory into the British Grand Prix. They needed that one. The Brits needed that one. They were dying a little bit over there in that island.
Yeah.
They were tearing themselves apart.
Quick question. How do you like the new format for the qualifying?
I do love that. That sprint was awesome.
Yeah.
If you saw the qualifying on Saturday,
that was
sprint.
Cool.
So it's like a little mini race you have beforehand.
It's, right.
30 minutes straight, right?
They do, I think it's like 17 laps.
17 laps.
That's what they did on the British one. I know exactly.
It was 17.
It all depends, I think, the size of the circuit. Determines how many laps you're running.
Yeah. No, that was awesome.
Yeah. So you're pretty much getting two races every year.
Essentially,
weekend,
So that makes it awesome.
Even better.
Yeah. So if they keep doing to do that, it's going to really make those weekends
a lot better.
Really enticing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go to
Austin.
Austin's coming our way.
Next year. Absolutely. All right. So before we get into our little hour-long break here. Wait.
an hour-long break?
Our break at the top of the hour. There you go. There you go.
We're just going to dip for an hour and come back.
We'll come right back.
We'll do another 30 minutes right after that.
Stay tuned, though. Don't leave.
Yeah. This Formula One talk did spark an idea of mine this weekend, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this. So,
street racing? Yeah. Down. Let's go.
The Formula One race
slips only, man.
Happened at what time? Five? Six, right?
Seven. The race started at 7 a.m.
Seven? Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, my plan for this weekend was to sleep in because I haven't been sleeping at all, really. And so for the first time, we actually closed the curtains and everything. So I got to sleep in until like 8 a.m. on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
8:30. It was really nice.
Where are you going with this?
But my idea for sports fans, many of us will record a game or an event, a match, whatever the case may be, because we can't watch it live. And we would like to come home and watch the game and not know the results. So I propose that you put an app for sports fans who record games where you can block any incoming notification about said sporting event. Because, of course, I go to the gym and I get a little alert on my phone. Hey, Lewis Hamilton wins the British Grand Prix, and I was pissed, I tell you.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, now I already know the result. Do I even want to watch this? And I did because, you know, I started reading up on it, and I was like, all right, a lot of fun, interesting stuff happened. I do want to at least watch the race, but
it always hurts when you know who's going to win.
It's so much less intense, and
especially with the way that he won it too. It is that was such an amazing event. Like, I honestly, that's one of the reasons, you know, with Formula One being primarily over in Europe, their time is way ahead of ours, so you have to get up at the crack of dawn half the time. So I try my best. Like I said, I record those races for the most part because they're usually at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right,
I'm not doing that. I'm not worth that. But I do have to make sure I don't look at my phone whatsoever beforehand.
And that sucks.
I have to go straight to the couch pretty much and just watch it because otherwise I'm going to see it. Because then you can't. Yeah, if you know who wins the race, it's just like,
right.
Why?
if you guys want to jump on YouTube too, they usually do 10 to 12 minute highlights of the whole race too, which is pretty cool as well.
And the Formula One website is a good place if you miss anything. They're really good.
It's tough to get up that early, and not everyone wants to record them. But like I said, Rudy did say, if you just want to catch that little 12 minute clip, it gives you like
and get in on this.
Highlight.
Get in on this sport now because it is getting more and more popular. And you could be one of those snobby people that Derek is now becoming. Yeah, like, I like Formula One
way longer before any of you guys. I'm a true fan.
Derek is that guy who was like, oh, I saw him perform at coffee shops and now they're playing arenas. They're no longer.
I was one of your first fans, guys. Okay?
Yeah.
And one day he will own a team.
Yeah.
Watch Derek own his own F1 team.
F1 team.
You never know.
I'd prefer to be a driver, honestly.
But, oh, even then. Even then.
I'm not good enough yet.
Well, he'd own the team.
Yeah, did you say yet?
Not yet. No. I'm working on it, all right? You never
You're 30, bro.
Potential is endless. Hey, Paul Newman started his racing career when he was like 30, so you know.
Yeah.
I know Paul Newman, but you know.
When was the last time you raced an actual car?
Never.
You never like drag race from light to light?
Yeah, I've done that before. I don't
hey, there you go.
Race.
There's that's a racing
race.
Career.
That doesn't count.
That's not a race.
I mean, I consider my go-karting racing career more important than that. Okay.
I will say you are a great driver, but...
Thank you.
I've never
seen me. You've seen
I mean,
mom.
How good are you at go-karting, though?
I'm pretty damn good.
Pretty good?
Really?
Yeah, we're going to have to go out there. I was going to say, I feel like we need to test this. Yeah.
Like,
I love that.
I'm pretty damn good. Like, I know my, because I know my racing lines. Like, for the most part, as long as you know your racing lines.
Oh, that is.
That's, like, the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and you're not afraid to, like, go fast.
No. You're on little go-karts right now. If you spin out, then, you know, it's on you. And I think that's why I can't fault Lewis Hamilton, because I'm someone that would take that tight corner. I'll take that line when you're not supposed to. I'll spin you out. I don't care.
Fair enough.
Anything for the dub.
Fair enough.
Oh, man.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Your boy, Jarrell, Derek Isamaki, Statman Brad, Rudy Vasquez, all in the building. Happy to be here. Also happy about one of our newer sponsors, Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small local Chico screen printer that loves great design. Small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244. One more time, but really fast. 415-6244.
Impressive.
Thank you.
And online, jeeptrailprint.com. So thank you to Jeep Trail Print, as always. Thank you to North Rim Adventure Sports, as always. And most importantly, thank you to you for spending some of your evening again with the nonsense we do. We have a lot of fun bringing you this nonsense. Speaking of nonsense, Derek Isamaki with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all.
What is going on?
Yeah, we're going to make a transition. We're going to bring in the writing next week, but you're good to go.
Yeah, sorry. Would you like me to redo this?
I have no idea what happened, so please.
Oh, all right.
What?
Derek Isamaki.
Speaking of nonsense, here's Derek Isamaki with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
Bow to me.
It will never, ever, ever happen again.
Sorry, sir. Sorry,
y'all. I'm sorry for messing it up here.
Never again. I'm watching you. Short leash. It's time for the news. I got a couple of doozies right now. So, guys, I'll start with this one right now. Let's go for it. All right. So, over in Argentina right now, the good old health ministry there is going through their budget for the year and what they're needing to help spread the awareness of keeping a healthy Argentina. So they've requested some funds, and in that request of funds right now, they are requesting 10,000 wooden penises.
What?
Yes, 10,000 wooden penises.
For the record, that is deer penises on your news.
Pizzle.
Deer pizzles last week, wooden penises this week.
Yeah, nice. So yeah, we're keeping track. Thank you.
Let's go.
So the news is the news is the news. Yeah. I can't choose the news. I mean, I do choose the news stories, but the news is out there.
Chooses
and I
you.
Yeah, the penises follow. Okay. And so they're requesting these wooden phallic objects to be made. Now, they are requesting them to be made because they're supposed to be for educational purposes. Yeah, okay, Argentina. I feel like the health ministry's got a little they want some they want some wood.
Jeez.
They're saying that, yeah, they're trying to use it for educational purposes to help prevent the spread of sexually transmitted disease. It's important, you know? Maybe it turns out to put on condoms or stuff like that. I'm not exactly sure why. It seems a really odd request to have these. Yeah. Now, you're wondering, how large are these penises supposed to be made?
They
had specifications on how big they want them to be. And they want them to be exactly 17 centimeters. Now, for those of you out there who don't know the transition from centimeters to inches, I have it here for you.
Oh,
that's
sweet.
How the guy knows. You don't know centimeters. You know inches, okay? So, 6.5 inches, y'all. That's it. So, nothing. That's average size, right? Yeah. I hope.
Why am I shaking my head? Yes. That is about right. Yes.
Yeah. We're just above average.
We are.
So, Argentina Health Ministry right now is... a little kinky, I feel.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're saying after the pandemic, there obviously were less sexually transmitted diseases because no one was having sex because they're all stuck at home, you know.
And you said these were wooden?
Wooden, yes.
Yeah, I feel expensive. Like a lot of splinters are going to be going around.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Thank
you. I mean, obviously, probably be like polished off.
I don't care. I feel like at a certain point,
you're
going to start. You got to use what you can. Okay?
I mean, I know what you got to do. But I mean,
what's expensive too?
Especially nowadays.
I mean,
plastic,
both ends.
Okay? Like, just go to your local sex shop. They have bigger ones than that down there.
Yeah,
okay,
probably cheaper.
Well, go to Vegas. I mean, if it wasn't there.
Moby Dick.
There you go. Hey. It all comes back around.
A lot of dick stories lately, huh?
Penises.
Richards.
Okay.
Richards.
Dick Cheney's. Okay?
Dick Cheney's.
Yeah, a lot of Dick Cheney's.
A lot of Richard stories.
All right, this is a doozy here in good old the state of Nevada. Our neighbors over there. Nevada is crazy, guys. Like, pretty much. If you're not in Vegas, it's just like meth, I feel, you know? It's like there's still meth in Vegas, but like it's Vegas. It's like, okay. So, this story proves it right now. So a lady who used to work at a dentist office, she was a receptionist there. Didn't really like the spot. She broke into that establishment and stole roughly $21,000 worth of cash and goods.
Damn.
She also took out 13 teeth from an unsuspecting victim.
Damn.
She put the victim on anesthesiology.
Okay.
In anesthesia, right.
That's anesthesia, yeah.
Anesthesia, yes. Now, the unwitting patient, the person who had no idea what was going on, I don't know where results on how they're doing, but you just lost 13 teeth, my man. That's like half your mouth. You know?
Waking up like...
That's a rough trip to the dentist right there, you know? Homegirl got herself locked up, obviously. Laurel Ike. That's a bad trip to the dentist right there, man. I would probably never want to go back there again.
No, hell no.
I think you just gave a lot of people already with fears.
I'm pretty sure you guys don't need to go back there again because you don't have any more teeth. So there you go.
Probably save
Frost,
some money.
There you go.
There
you take
go.
Them all out. Yeah. I never want to see you again. Okay? I'm out. I'm done with this. All right? Gum it up. What was that?
No? I said what I needed to say. You're good. If you didn't hear, it's all right.
I didn't hear it.
That's all right. Okay. That is all right.
No repeating here. Okay.
No, we're good.
All right. Well, you know what? You got too much good. I'll save that last story for next week. We're okay. So that's the news, guys. Careful when you go to the dentist. Make sure you have all your teeth when you leave, okay? That's all I'll say. Count them.
Yeah, that's
keep
important.
Yeah.
Or if the teeth are gone, they're supposed to be gone. Because sometimes
you need them gone.
Yeah. They're a little rotten.
Okay.
All right. Well, appreciate the update. I think it's time that we give Brad a shot here.
Oh.
Oh, yes. My segment. Yes.
Would you like to introduce it?
Yes, I would love to introduce it. I actually introduced it a few weeks ago to you guys. Pitched the idea. Monday Miners. Talking about all things Miners. Everything great about Miners. Yeah.
There's nothing good about Miners.
Oh, there's a lot of good things about Miners. I mean, they grow up. No. They actually get to the majors. It's great. Yes, we're talking about minor league baseball, everybody. Minor league baseball. Get your mind out of the gutter. Gosh, this is a family show. Yes, minor league baseball where we highlight a team and possibly a player here and there. I think I made somebody mad. Give me a sec. I will answer that in just one sec. All right, we're going to go into the Nashville Sound.
Nashville Sound.
Yeah. And for a great reason, we actually have a local boy on that team.
Oh.
Triple A ball for the Milwaukee Brewers.
There we go.
They're right now vying for first place up against the Durham Bulls. They're in the AAA Southeast Division, 48 and 25. Right now, Milwaukee is actually in first place in the Central. And that local boy, who you might ask, Luke Barker. He's actually having one heck of a season this year. 3-1 record with a 2.53 ERA, 32 innings pitched. Yes, he is a closer. His whip is what is actually phenomenal. It's a .69. Nice.
Damn.
Yeah. He's having a great season. Hopefully you're going to see him the next couple years up in Milwaukee, but only time will tell. And actually they're doing really well. So
yeah, Milwaukee's a solid.
Unfortunately,
right,
he's not on the 40-man roster. So yeah, Monday Miners. If you guys like the trend, let us know on Instagram. Yeah.
Way to go, sir. Go ahead and handle that complaint we're about to get. All right. Let's step it over to our resident degenerate, the one, the only, Rudy Vasquez, with Rudy's picks.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
Well, guys, if you listened to your boy last week, we cashed out. Cashed out big. So I'm running it back. Milwaukee -5. They're taking it at home. Let's go. They're going to win it. They're going to end it at home. Let's go.
What was your pick last week?
I picked the Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah. Or no, the Suns? No, the Bucks.
You picked the Bucks, and the Bucks have not lost since you picked them.
Okay. Yeah.
So Rudy's actually doing right there. All right, so he's spending your money wisely.
Good for you. Good for you.
Okay.
Fire Financial, they're helping me out a little bit.
You may invest with them every once in a while. Yeah. Not all the time.
Not all the time, but when I do, it helps.
Guaranteed results, man. Yeah.
So Bucks -5. Let's go get this money, baby. Let's go.
-5. Okay, so then.
I like it. All right. Giants-Dodgers tonight, baby.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, baby.
Huge. Huge series.
What are the standings looking like, Brad?
I didn't realize we were going to go back there. But, yes, you guys are game behind with a 4-game series coming up next.
Yeah, in L.A.
Yeah, this will be interesting because the Giants haven't really been able to do much.
Have the Giants beat the Dodgers at all this year?
Remember
you robbed yourself that walk-off.
That's right. Yeah, that was a good
great
series.
Great catch.
You got two games there.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Sorry.
Yeah, so this is a big series coming up right now. I mean, it kind of sucks because we are just decimated by injuries right now. Like, our lineup and sexual abuse charges too, like just decimated.
Yeah, what's up with that, dude? Trevor Bauer, is he ever coming back?
Man? I don't know, man.
There's some serious stuff going on.
They removed all this stuff from the Dodger.
No way. I didn't see that.
Store.
Really?
Yeah.
In the store.
Yeah, they took.
Dude, he's not coming back.
I don't know. Doesn't look like it. Which is just awful because we needed him.
100%. Yeah, he's a great pitcher.
Yeah, we need it because pitching wins it this time, and you guys. Giants have a solid pitching rotation going on right now.
You got Gausman going tonight, which he's in the running for Cy Young.
Why haven't you got calls running him Gausman yet? Gausman.
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 Yeah,
Gausman.
He's balling right now. He's balling, and we're hitting, dude. Crawford being on a contract year, he's playing probably the best season he's ever played.
Yeah, power numbers up for him right now.
Yeah,
so
he's known for his defense, but he's finally found his bat because that boy's going to get paid.
He deserves so.
Yeah,
he's a solid shortstop, but I hate him still. Stupid haircut, stupid hair. Like, dude, looks like he's always wet.
That hair's flow. That's perfect. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I don't.
No, no, what? No. What's up?
He just looks like she's fat and stubby, a little with the hair. I don't know. Yeah, obviously he's a giant, so don't like him.
Fair enough.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. But going along your side about the Giants being hitting right now, they're actually second in home runs in the league.
Damn.
And the Dodgers not far behind, only 6 home runs behind at 130. And they're actually the number 4 spot.
Honest question, even going back to the days of Barry Bonds, have the Giants ever had the most home runs in a season?
Have they since them?
Let's go back. No.
I don't think so.
Back when they had the Kent and Barry – season.
Well, they never led the league in home runs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think they had.
Because I think even the Yankees were leading the league in home runs at the time.
I mean, the great thing is, like, for the Dodgers, even though we're that far behind, like, our guys haven't been hitting at all. Like, Cody Bellinger has been awful for us. He's got, like, well, not, yeah, he's been terrible. I mean, he's been injured. So
yeah, and he's been injured, too. So a lot.
They've all been injured right now. Our rotation is just decimated, so.
So we're getting you at the right time.
Yeah, you guys are.
Nice.
Yep.
Where are you?
No, it's not.
We'll see. Find out tonight. Yeah, that should be a good one, though. Another good rivalry series.
I mean, the NL West is just primed.
It's so great.
And we're going to have the second half is just going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. There's going to be so much going on with the Padres and what they're doing over there.
Padres are playing great, too. God, dude, this NL West is just insane this year.
I don't know what it is, but I just really don't like the Padres.
Well, yeah, because they're cocky, they're good, and they haven't won anything.
Yeah.
So it was the Rangers back in the early 2000s that were leading the league. Okay. We were sitting there right behind them, but it was the Texas Rangers back in the day.
Okay, damn, really?
So yeah,
what you're looking at right now?
Well, I'm looking at like basically 2001 to 2005, but back then,
I'm trying to think, did they have A-Rod at that time? Because who else was on that team that's lighting it up?
I'll look it up.
Palmeiro.
Nelson Cruz. Had Pudge.
This is well before
Nelson. Yeah. No, I'm talking about early 2001, 2002.
Yeah,
that's right.
At that point in time, in the league, by the way.
Why are we going down? People don't like this.
No one cares. Yeah, Let's move on. Yeah, let's move it on. Let's talk about something everyone can talk about. The TBP Hall of Fame.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
All right. My nomination for air conditioning won last week. And let's be real, it's kind of
That was a pandering one. It was a good choice by you.
Yeah, solid choice. But in general, I thought we've had better nominations as a whole.
AC is just like, it's a spot right now.
Yeah. No doubt. It was absolute pandering.
It was an ace in the hole, though.
For you. Yeah, no doubt.
You used it at the right time. Got a doubt out of it.
So,
proper to you.
Thank you. This week, we'll start with Brad. Brad, what is your nomination?
I mean, I feel like you started with me last week
All right, this week, we'll start with Rudy. Rudy, what is your nomination?
My nomination this week are Vans. The shoes.
Just as the whole Vans? Like, not specific shoes, just Vans?
Vans in itself. I love them.
I hate slip-on Vans. You just noticed that now.
You're wearing like Vans.
Still Vans. That's the only pair besides the ones that I have on.
You're wearing like Toms right now or Keds or something.
Like recycled shoes.
Basic.
Hey, when I bought these shoes, another pair got donated to God knows what foundation. So. So it serves a purpose. Vans, all right, Vans. Okay. Continue.
God knows what purpose. It gets results.
Yes.
I don't care. All right.
Gets the people going.
All right, Brad, do you want to go?
Yes, I can go.
Or would you like to complain about your spot?
I can go if you want me
to. No, I'll go. Okay. I'll go. Right. I'll go. I actually think I have a really good one. The past couple weeks have been awful for me.
Yeah,
The river reminded me of something. River beers. Some of the best beers you can ever have, river beers. Right in the sun, just chilling on the river with your friends.
Yeah, solid. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
So for me right now, in honor of the movie that just came out this past week, I'm going to put up the OG Space Jam. Michael Jordan.
Oh, I was thinking of doing the same.
Classic.
So,
That's a good one. That's my nomination.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to get us in trouble on this one. Due to the fact that he had four women pregnant at the same time this year, I'm putting Nick Cannon's sexual prowess.
All right.
Look at his body count, and he's done well for himself.
And a Chico Local, too.
Yeah, we're not going to put her out there, but yes.
A Chico Local. Oh, I thought he was. I was like, he's not a Chico Local. Yeah. But hey, good for her. Good for her.
I mean,
she's going to cash out.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's expensive, my man. Those are expensive pumps, my dude.
He's doing
What's
that quarterback?
I mean, they're not like reigning triple crown horse pumps, but you know, they're up there.
He's all right, we're going to do foot and mouth. See, this is what I said. Brad starts off on a real high. You step the expectation so high, like, man, this guy really is really good at radio.
Like, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like meeting you on Hinge. Like, you present yourself really well, and then
and it just doesn't go well. It doesn't go well. It's an awkward moment. It's cringeworthy. Yeah,
I actually
yeah.
have to go now. So
My cat just died. Yeah. You don't even have a
literally
cat.
Right now. No, yeah. I can tell it died.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna knock out foot and mouth and get to some grinds my gears before we get out of here.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's foot in mouth. No!
You looked at me at the same time. I just looked at you. It was weird.
Locked eyes.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing.
I have a funny looking face. You're right.
I mean, it's just the
face only a mother can love.
I mean, not even that.
Well, your mom.
Let's go.
All right. Yeah, the world of football is in a quiet time right now, guys. It's transfer season, so it's rumor season. People are moving left and right. People are being stolen from other people going left and right. But we're not going to talk about that right now. I want to focus on the good old US of A right now. The team, it hasn't focused on the sport in any shape or form ever. Now they actually are trying to give a damn. And they're actually doing pretty good in this Gold Cup, CONCACAF Gold Cup tournament going on right now. This is actually a pretty big tournament. Nice tournament that's including all of North America. So you got your Mexico's, your Canada's, it's also got the Caribbean as well, so your Jamaica's.
Plus Qatar, which is kind of
weird. Qatar is in there too, and they have Panama as well. And yeah, so a couple of ones sneak in there.
Out there yeah.
They just want to round out so they can get a nice even number for you. So the group stage for the Gold Cup has completely ended. And the USA undefeated in that. 3-0, 8 goals netted, 1 given up.
Nice.
So the boys are rolling over there.
Boys are playing good.
They're playing good. Mexico doing it great, too. They're 2 wins, 1 draw for them. Knockout stage is getting started for you. Coming up, end of this week. So, what's today's date?
19th.
The 19th. So this weekend, we've got some matchups going on that, they haven't been established just yet, actually. So we're still working on it. Not completed just yet. So we're in the last stages of it right now. The last 2 groups are going to be finishing out tomorrow. So tomorrow. Okay. We finish it out tomorrow. And then we'll be having it. So USA has officially advanced into the knockout stages. Who they're going to face, time will tell.
We'll see.
And I just want to, obviously, we want a USA-Mexico matchup. That's always going to be epic.
And that's what everyone wants.
Everybody. We always want that. I mean, that's a long-standing rivalry, for a long time, for many other reasons,
The hate between those two countries is unreal on the pitch.
And they always want to come here, though.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Immigration talking about it too. We talk the hard issues here, guys. We really do. But I do because I love. Because I think it's being. Where is it being played at?
I think it's being played here in the States.
I think it is, yes.
Yeah.
Because that means I might have a chance to see some. I just love seeing crying fans. So anytime I can see Mexico beat USA in America, I think it's a little distasty for me.
100%.
I love seeing that. The anguish on people's faces.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I totally thought I was going to leave some more time on there. I didn't. That's what
now you left us 2 minutes. Clock's fast.
There we go. Oh, that's right. We're good. Oh, we're good. 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's get to it then. Before we get to it, actually, y'all might have heard the story about Drake dating Amari Bailey's mom.
Ooh, that was a good story.
Amari Bailey, UCLA recruit. Drake has been seen at the Sierra Canyon Games and also got spotted renting out all of Dodger Stadium to go on a date with this woman, which, let's face it, baller move. 100%. My question, poll question that we got to put out there today. Would you be all right if Drake was dating your mom? Yes or no? Just curious. Yeah. Obviously not if your mother is still with your father. Of course not. I'm just talking about the hypothetical. Would you be cool if your mother was single with Drake dating your mom?
I mean, does he toss cheddar my way? Maybe.
I'm just, in general, are you cool with Drake dating your mom?
If cheddar's tossed my way, then yeah.
Okay.
If your mom's okay with being cheated on all the time, then okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And having a whole album written about her afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get to some Grinds My Gears, shall we?
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people walk their dog on concrete in 100-degree weather, it's just inhumane. Dude, put some boots on.
Wait till later.
You're a jerk.
In the morning.
You're a bad person.
That dog is hating life.
Find a place with some grass.
Yeah.
Or that, too. Yeah. Take it to the park.
You're a jerk.
Dogs love grass even more. Yeah. I love grass more than concrete.
Yeah. Yeah. Love grass you're a bad person.
All right. Grass, you're a bad person. Walking on grass. Or smoked. Only reasons for grass.
Agreed.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that can't find their own seat at a stadium. Like, there's signs everywhere telling you. It's all listed there. If you can't figure it out on your own, like, please figure it. Like, I hate when people come up to me at Dodger Stadium, like, you know, can I help you find your seat? I'm like, no, I know this place better than you do.
I'm
okay?
good, yes.
Please, back away. All right? Like, who do you think I am? All right? I got all my mental fortitude. Barely, but still there.
Oh, man.
Fair enough. That's I mean, you can't really talk very well, but you know.
I can read, and then find my own seat.
Yeah. All right, I got one real quick.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People who caption